This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was lots going on this week besides jobs, so we will dig right in here for a weekly wrap of Wall Street and beyond. Arneela Richardson, she's from Redfin. Cardiff Garcia is from the blog FT Alphaville. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Kat.
All right, so Cardiff, do we think now we have come to a point, not where we don't have to pay attention anymore, but where we can stop freaking out about the jobs report and just assume it'll be at least constant?
I sure hope so. And if not, then I'll be surprised. You know, I tried in vain to find something bad to say about this jobs report.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. And I think something I've been following more recently is the extent to which young people, young adults, are also participating in the labor market recovery. They were disproportionately hurt by the severity of the recession and by the bad recovery. Now they're starting to participate as well. I think your guy just mentioned the construction jobs were coming back. Well, I think the fact that young people are now involved also means that a lot of them are going to be moving out of mom and dad's basement, out of the house, and they're going to start getting houses and apartments of their own, and that also is going to help propel the economy forward.
Neela, quickly, just to touch on jobs and then move on, anything bad in this thing?
You know, it's something to watch out for is always wage increases. We saw them go up this month. They went after going down in December. So let's make sure that this is a positive trend that we see every month and not a one-time blip.
Okay. We'll keep on zipping quickly through things. Neela, the Federal Reserve, does this change the calculation that rates will go up sometime this year?
I think it does. I think it does. Ooh. We're seeing much more news in the positive direction that wages are starting to increase a bit, that jobs are on a steady pace. You know, interest rates have been zero at 0% rates for a really long time now, and it's time to start having a normal economy again. We don't have one now. We won't have one until interest rates reflect the market rate and not this subsidized rate by the Fed.
Cardiff, channel your inner Janet Yellen for me.
Yeah, I mean, look, they've been sort of hell-bent on signaling that they want a mid-2015 rise.
Right.
I think that stays in place. Remember, a lot can happen between now and the summer. Watch inflation. It's still well below 2%.
Yeah.
If that doesn't start picking up meaningfully, then I think they're going to have a problem doing so.
All right, speaking of having problems, Cardiff, the Europeans and Germany and Greece, they are not getting along. Are you worried about what's going on over there? I mean, they can't even be in the same room, the German finance minister and the Greek finance minister.
Yeah, absolutely I'm worried. I mean, you know, it's amazing that here we are again, and yet Greece is, I think at this point, as close to leaving the euro as it's ever
been.
Wow,
you think so? Seriously?
I mean, I'm not saying it's going to happen.
No, no,
I still
no.
think that's the low probability scenario. Right. But I mean, this is a really difficult situation. It's a stalemate. The Greeks want to play for more time. The new government there thinks it has a mandate to focus on its own domestic economy. Europe says, nope, you got to abide by the strict conditions we set in place in the bailout, and you've got to meet those terms. They don't want to do it. I'm not sure how they solve this.
Huh. Neela, thoughts?
Yeah, Kat, you know, the number one reason for divorce in this country is money problems, and that's what we're seeing over in Europe. There's money problems, and that's why they're arguing so much. But what really resonates with me is this idea of moral hazard that I've been hearing over and over again, that if Europe cuts Greece a break, that they'll somehow do it again and it will incentivize other countries to also do it. And we heard this in the housing market in terms of cutting a break for all those underwater homeowners. We're hearing it again. I'm not sure that the type of austerity that has been perpetuated on Greece for the last few years is really helping the situation when you have 25% unemployment.
Right.
Right. Maybe it's time to rethink.
All right, let me try to squeeze one more thing in here, Neela, and it goes to you. The president's budget came out on Monday. Everybody's talking about how the space for compromise is in corporate taxes. Do you believe that might happen?
No, it won't happen.
Wow.
Look, corporate taxation is probably the hot button, volatile issue in which to touch.
Yeah,
everyone agrees on it, except when you actually do it, and then the agreement falls apart. It's all about the details and the application and the execution of it, and that's the problem.
All right, we covered a lot of ground. Neela Richardson from Redfin and Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville. Thanks, you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Kat.
Kat.
All right, have a good weekend.